Good evening. It's 9:03, and I'm Mark Rumsey with this special WFAE news update. Demonstrators have gathered in uptown Charlotte again tonight, sending a message against police violence. The action comes two nights after the Tuesday killing of Keith Scott by a CMPD officer. A few hundred people gathered near the Omni Hotel and the Trade and Tryon area, some carrying signs or megaphones. So far tonight, the demonstrations have appeared peaceful after a protest last night led to a fatal shooting. Police tonight say the protester shot last night by another civilian has died of his injuries. He's identified as 26-year-old Justin Carr. Reporter Jay Price of WUNC Radio is in uptown Charlotte this evening and joins me now. Jay, good evening, and tell us, what is the mood like, and where are you exactly?
I'm on Trade near the Omni, and it is exactly as you say, peaceful. I have talked to several of the protesters who were here last night, and in fact, all three nights, and they drew a pretty sharp contrast last night. The police were too aggressive last night, and that's what caused the problem. It's also true there hasn't been any looting, at least as of yet, but the police presence has been really muted. They've been tracking the crowd as they marches down various streets downtown on bikes and, you know, calling in on radio. There's a helicopter overhead. It's definitely a police helicopter to keep an eye on things. But it's pretty quiet and mellow, and you're getting kind of a classic protest parade with chants, signs, the full deal.
Mm-hmm. We know that the National Guard was coming into town. Are you seeing the signs of that?
Yeah, not in huge numbers. There were probably about a dozen and a half in small groups around the Omni. They were armed. They were not just lightly armed. They had carbines. They had handguns. And in one case, I saw a grenade launcher. So, you know, but they had the weapons holstered. They had the long arms muzzled down on straps on their backs. And they weren't in a particularly aggressive posture. The protesters were walking up to them and talking to them, and they were, you know, having a conversation. There wasn't any arguing. But the protesters were talking to police officers and just asking them essentially why they were there and trying to engage with them.
And briefly, Jay, we also understand that some out-of-town demonstrators and perhaps protest leaders have been arriving in Charlotte as well. You mentioned it seems like a classic demonstration. Does it seem like there is that national influence?
You know, I haven't seen anything that would lead me to believe that. The crowd might not be exactly what you expect. It's multiracial, multi-ethnic. It is, of course, heavily Black, heavily African-American, but there are a pretty diverse group of people here. There are students, there are older people, there are people kind of marching ready with bandanas around their face, be it for tear gas or who knows, to hide their identity if something goes wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's what it looks like.
Okay.
But as far as like out of town influence, no, I'm not seeing anything like that.
Okay. Jay, thanks very much.
No, glad to do it.
That's Jay Price of WUNC Radio. He's in uptown Charlotte this evening.